There's another story making waves much closer to home, just published, examining a raft of unanswered questions about mass graves in South Texas near the border in and around Falfurrias. We're talking about buried remains that are scattered, often unmarked, bones from multiple bodies buried together, sometimes in garbage bags. Whose bones are these? Who's responsible? Well, John Carlos Frey reports on this story for the new issue of the Texas Observer. John, I think it would come as a surprise to most that there are these mass graves in the first place, but on top of that, that an investigation by the Texas Rangers would conclude no evidence of wrongdoing here. How is that possible when there are still all these questions in the air over these mass graves?
Yeah, that's why I decided to, as an investigative journalist, to take a look. And, you know, there were bodies that were buried 4 inches below the soil. There were bodies that were buried without any container whatsoever. I'm talking about a body that was just laid in the ground. Many of the individuals had no markers, no form of identification, not even a grave marker. There wasn't a plot plan. Bodies were buried in all kinds of different directions. And all of those things that I just listed are violations of law. So it's shocking, actually, that there was no criminal investigation when me, somebody who's not even a lawyer, found various violations of law.
Now, I think a lot of times their investigations are turned over to the Texas Rangers, which is considered an elite investigations unit here in the state. How did they come to the conclusion that they did?
Well, it looks like a pretty shoddy investigation. They took 2 days. I'm assuming that they had to take some time to actually write the report. It's a 4-page report. And they investigated what we consider to be a mass grave in a 2-day period or less. So the investigation consisted of a couple of telephone calls, some interviews with some local officials. It didn't really look like, as far as what I can tell, that there was a thorough investigation. And I think that that's when I say shoddy. It doesn't look like they really took their time and effort to find out what had happened here.
How many bodies are we talking about buried there, and who actually conducted the investigation? Is it clear?
Well, there was a member of the Texas Rangers who did conduct the investigation, and we're talking about a couple hundred bodies, probably more. All the bodies have not been exhumed. A couple hundred bodies had been exhumed, and that's what brought the attention of Senator Chuy Hinojosa, who's the state representative for that particular area, and he's the one who solicited the Texas Rangers to do the investigation because of the way that the bodies were prepared and buried.
We're talking about bodies that were put in bags, sometimes multiple bodies in bags, or sometimes skulls from one body and bones from another. Is that right?
Yeah, there was what is termed as commingling, bodies that were basically all lumped together in one container. We have evidence of that. According to the experts that I spoke to, that's not a violation of Texas law. Apparently, you can go ahead and mix different remains from different individuals. That's not the issue, nor the kinds of containers that were used. That's not also a violation of law. Those things were basically exonerated, and that's what was in the Texas Rangers report, basically saying that we can bury a body any way we choose. We can bury a body in any kind of a container, and we can mix bodies together. So there are no laws or statutes that govern what we would think or what would appear to be violations. Others were what the things that I just listed, the depth that the bodies were buried, the fact that there were no ID markers, the fact that there were no grave markers or plot plans, the fact that some bodies were buried without any container, just dumped in bare dirt. All of those are violations of law. And apparently the Texas Ranger didn't take a look at those particular violations.
How is it known who's buried there and what sort of trail does exist?
Well, that's the big problem here. These are unidentified human remains, and the reason that they were exhumed is because the forensic anthropologists who volunteered their time from Baylor University and from Indianapolis University knew that the bodies were not prepared properly. The Texas Rangers, in the report, claimed that the bodies all had a DNA sample taken from them. That's the best way to try and identify people who were found dead without any identification on them and buried as Jane Doe, John Doe, or unidentified. These individuals had no DNA samples taken from them whatsoever. They were buried unidentified without any DNA samples, which is a violation of Texas law. So the bodies were exhumed specifically for the reason of taking a biopsy of bone, most likely, so that DNA samples could be stored. And the Texas Ranger report basically said that DNA samples had been taken. Another violation of law. It's everywhere in the way that these bodies were prepared, the way that they were buried, and the way that they were tried and tried to be identified, all seem to have violations of laws sticking to them.
But does this mean now that the Rangers have done their investigation, it's a simple matter of case closed?
According to the Texas Ranger report, there's nothing more to see here. There's no need for a deeper criminal investigation, and there are no charges pending. And the case has been closed for almost a year now. There has been no further investigation. As far as I know, I'm the only one who took a look at what had happened there on a deeper level. So all the violations of law that we have found will be made public in the coming days, and we're not quite sure if investigations will reopen.
John Carlos Frey is the author of a new report on mass graves in Texas and the subsequent inquiry, which found no evidence of wrongdoing, that from the Texas Rangers. You can find the full report in the Texas Observer. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.